a lot of people are on this hunt for community or intimacy. Or another way of saying that, and just think of the story you just told, is we're hunting for a relationship where we can feel good. And that quest is a, I'll use a, you know, big fancy word, but it's idolatrous. Because it's putting love as the quest itself. And it's an impossible quest. You will never find community and intimacy. You'll end up alone. And let me just give a quick example of what this looks like for any of us. And that, like, if you come into a room of strangers, our first thought is, who do I know here? Or let's say it's an office party or something like that, or something at church. And our first question tends to be, who do I know? How can I be included? Does anybody like me here? And we don't even ask those questions. They're just there. They're shaping how we come into the room. And now none of those questions are wrong, but the dominance of them tends to skew us. And I would call it the Jesus question is, who's alone? Who's left out? Can I help them be included? And what that does then is that then I am going to the outsider and I'm creating community through love. So love then, where I go through these little deaths, ends up creating community, as opposed to what people are trying to do is pursuing community directly. Does that make sense?
Oh, that is brilliant. I mean, I'm thinking that applies to the child in middle school, all the way up to, we moved to a community where most people were born and bred in that community. And of course, they already had their connections. And I just keep thinking about that first year we were there and how difficult that was. And I'm so grateful that someone pursued me to be their friend. And then I became part of that community, as opposed to me thinking, who can I pursue in order to become part of that community? I mean, that is just brilliant. And people probably go through that with a new job, moving to a new space, being a new parent or moving to a new church. And that's just a great tip for all of us to be the person who's offering love instead of looking for love in a community.